From the KBIA Health and Wealth Desk, I'm Bram Sable-Smith. The mortality rate in Missouri prisons has risen 70% in 13 years. To address the increase, the Missouri Hospice and Palliative Care Association has worked with Missouri prisons to train inmates to care for their dying peers. KBIA's Aviva Okasan-Haberman takes us inside Jefferson City's prison hospice.
Kevin Dial has spent the last 18 years behind bars. When he was locked away for murder, he didn't expect to help other inmates come to terms with their death. And yet there he was, holding a friend's hand as he took his last breath.
He's looking at me and he grabs my hand, he holds my hand, and he starts, I think he starts doing hiccuping. He's like, and he's smiling, and I'm talking to him, and I'm, are you okay? Are you okay? And he's just smiling and looking at me, and at that time, he's passing on.
Dial is a volunteer for the hospice care unit in the Jefferson City Correctional Center. He helps dying inmates use the restroom, take a shower, and read some letters from home. Beyond physical help, Dial provides emotional support.
This is the hospice room.
The walls are concrete. The toilet is metal. The lighting is fluorescent. But there's a small window to the outside world. You can see the sky beyond the barbed wire fence. At the end of the room is a medical bed, what many inmates consider a luxury. This is where prisoners go to die.
We try to make it so it doesn't seem like a prison cell. For me, as a hospice worker, I don't want them to focus on their dying in prison.
But they are. It's a reality Joe Allred doesn't want to accept. He'll need hospice care soon. He has an aggressive form of prostate cancer. He says his doctors tell him he has 3 months left.
My daughter's what keeps me going, and talking to her, writing letters and visits and stuff, so.
Prison staff member Elmoli Dittman says Allred isn't in the hospice care unit yet.
He doesn't want to go. He doesn't want to give in to his disease.
Allred is prolonging the inevitable, but his diagnosis will catch up to him. When it does, volunteers like Dial will take care of him.
We are in this dump with them. We know how it feels to be locked in a cell. We know how it feels to get on the phone and not be able to reach our family, to go through this holiday season and be sad and depressed.
This ability to empathize makes the program effective, according to DeLois Williams. She helped start the program and says just because you're in prison doesn't mean you should die alone.
After taking care of my mother and my husband during their death, it just makes me realize everyone needs somebody with them. And we cannot just look at the crime.
Linda Redford studies prison hospice care and helped train the volunteers. She says the hospice program gives them a purpose.
They feel like, well, I can't do anything to help the people I victimized, but I can give back and feel like I'm contributing.
Dial says he used to think volunteering would make up for his crime.
Because I took a life, and I thought, well, maybe helping someone through this process might alleviate some of the remorse that I have. No, it doesn't. I will always be labeled a murderer. So I accept that. So I do what I can in here.
For KBIA, I'm Aviva Okasan-Haberman.
Producers Madison Fleck, Jake Cookson, and Kat Jennings contributed to this story.